At the economic summit of the 2018 China Development Forum, the trade disputes between the United States and China were a major talking point. The summit comes as U.S. President Donald Trump signed a memorandum that could impose up to $60 billion in tariffs on goods imported from China. Michael Spence is a professor at New York University and the recipient of the 2001 Nobel Prize in Economics. He warns that a full-blown trade war between China and the United States would destabilize the world economy.
If you look back over the past 2 years, the markets have shrugged off Brexit, populist politics in a bunch of countries, and an unusual number of, you know, extreme climate events, security breaches and digital technology problems all over the place. So it's going to take a fairly large amount to knock the markets off their equilibrium in a context of a reasonably global acceleration in growth, as the IMF said. But, you know, a real full-blown trade war, you know, would do it.
The Trump administration has long complained about China's trade surplus with the United States, which grew by 13% year on year to reach around $300 billion last year. Nicholas Stern, a professor at the London School of Economics, says the trade imbalance between the two countries is due to the actions of the United States.
Well, I hope it calms down, and I hope that the United States sees that these measures are mistaken. They have a trade deficit because they spend more than their income. They don't save enough. It's to do with their own economic behavior, not to do with the particular relationships with this country or that country or the other country. So it's bad policy based on a misdiagnosis. So we must hope that the current US government sees sense soon, and otherwise it would be very damaging for us all.
China has long insisted that economic and trade frictions should be settled through negotiations rather than conflict, and called on the United States not to put bilateral trade relations in jeopardy. Former Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd believes that the two sides will eventually sit down and resolve their differences.
When I look at the list of measures which President Trump has put out to be applied to China, and when I look at the proposed list of countermeasures from China against the United States, neither of these lists go to the core, fundamental trade or economic interests of either side. I take this as a symbol and a signal, which is beneath the surface, both sides are still trying to work this out. That, I think, is currently the semi-agreed bilateral, shall I say, political management routine that's being adopted.
President Trump has been pushing for the introduction of protectionist trade policies since before he was elected. At the forum, Apple CEO Tim Cook spoke about the value of openness when it comes to trade.
Countries that embrace openness, that embrace trade, that embrace diversity are the countries that do exceptional. And the countries that don't. That's the lens that I see world trade under. My belief is that 1 + 1 = 3. Is that the pie, if you will, gets larger working together. It's not a matter of just carving it up between sides.
The China Development Forum first began in 2000. It takes place each year following China's Lianhui, or the two sessions of the country's top legislature and the top political advisory body. For CRI, I'm Yang Guang.